I was set down from the carrier's cart at the age of 3, and there, with a sense of bewilderment and terror, my life in the village began. The June grass amongst which I stood was taller than I was, and I wept. I had never been so close to grass before. It towered above me and all around me, each blade tattooed with tiger skins of sunlight. It was knife-edged, dark and a wicked green, thick as a forest and alive with grasshoppers that chirped and chattered and leapt through the air like monkeys. I was lost, and I didn't know where to move. A tropic heat oozed up from the ground, rank with sharp odours of roots and nettles. Snow clouds of elder blossoms banked in the sky, showering upon me the fumes and flakes of their sweet and giddy suffocation. High overhead ran frenzied larks, screaming as though the sky were tearing apart. For the first time in my life, I was out of the sight of humans. For the first time in my life, I was alone in a world whose behaviour I could neither predict nor fathom. A world of birds that squealed, of plants that stank, of insects that sprang about without warning. I was lost, and I did not expect to be found again. I put back my head and howled, and the sun hit me smartly on the face like a bully.